This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you, Mr. Samad. This is IBN Guidelines Working Group call from 10th of February. We have Edmund, Max, Chris, Ram, and Samad on the call. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Samad. And we were just about to start the discussion on the preparations for Marrakesh. We have been having the discussions from bi-weekly calls from Dublin, and again, we've gone through an initial set of issues that we identified, and the task in front of us is really to organize part of the discussion and then present back at Marrakesh. I did see, Max, your hands up before we started the recording. Did you want to jump in right away?
Yeah. I think that the list is not a subset of the list that we see, but a subset of that plus other issues not covered by this list. So, I mean, it's greater than this list, and maybe not everything in this list, but there are other issues not covered here. So I sent out a list of issues long time ago. I was supposed to have present something today, but unfortunately I have had too much to do in my regular work, so I have not been able to finalize that.
Okay.
I think there are two things to collect today. One is the agenda for our group meeting in Marrakesh. And even though I will not be there in person, I will attend remotely. And secondly is the presentation at the status the IDN status meeting. So those are the two things that we should cover today.
Thank you, Matt. And yeah, I think that's probably the task for us this particular meeting. And in terms of the substantive discussion, perhaps we'll need to because we kind of have. One of the things I think stepping back is we talked about the kind of collecting what we discussed, but the we might want to look at my preference might be to present it as it is, like all the issues, because ultimately we're doing kind of a stock taking and asking the community feedback in terms of whether this is the right set of issues to start with. So rather than us consolidating it already here, is to create a kind of a superset going into Marrakesh. That's kind of a suggestion. But Ram, you have your hand.
thank you. I think we have to look at it in two ways. One is, who is the audience that we are addressing this to? We know from prior experience that it's a very narrow audience. There's literally a handful of people who pay attention to these topics and care about these topics. But kind of the expectation is that we do this for the greater good, if you will, and focus on the larger use cases, not just the narrow use cases that those who are interested follow. Having said that, I think if you make presentations, we should make sure that the interests of the key audience who's actually following, that those interests actually get met, that we answer the questions that they have or address questions to that audience. Writing something general for the larger ICANN audience is going to result in basically no responses at all. That's the first point I wanted to make. The second point is to Edmund, your suggestion that we expose all the issues rather than a consolidated list from us. I like the idea of exposing all the issues, but I also think it might be useful to indicate where we are prioritizing or where we what we think about those issues, to provide that as an indication to the community, and we solicit feedback on that so that we get not only exposure of the issues, but also feedback on whether our approach is in the right direction or not.
Thank you, Ram. Good point, and I agree very much. Matt?
Yeah, I mean, we have two audiences to think of. One is the audience of the guidelines, and one is the audience at Item 65. And if we think about the audience of the guidelines, I guess that the audience is the TLD registries primarily. And I think that to be a useful guideline, it should be quite detailed. So it should be quite substantial. It should be possible for the reader to get information from the guidelines and to understand what, not too general, because then it adds nothing. And then we have to remember that what's stated in the guidelines as must are binding for those GTLDs that have been added to the new GTLD program. And during the presentation, it's a five-minute presentation. I don't think it's possible to present all issues. It's possible to present the areas that the guidelines will cover. And it will be possible to dig down to some interesting areas or fields where it could be where discussions are needed.
Thanks, Matt. That brings me to a kind of question, perhaps to Samad, in terms of the actual allocation of time. We mentioned our own meetings and also a public meeting. What are the allocated times at this point, and how long, and which one comes first?
So the IBM update session is at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the working group would have about 7 minutes in that larger presentation. And then our face-to-face meeting is the same evening from 15, I think. I've shared the details on the list. So we can, what I was suggesting the chat box was that we can introduce the issues without going in detail and invite the people who may be interested to come join the session in the evening for a more detailed discussion.
7 minutes, and that's during a particular session, or is that?
Yes, it's the IDN update session in the morning.
Okay, got it. Ram?
It seems to me that given the audiences defined here, that it might be useful for us to provide a report of some sort, maybe not a PowerPoint, but something that is more perhaps a one-pager of some sort to be sent ahead of time, perhaps via email, to both the GTLD Registry's stakeholder group and also to the CCNSO, so that they have it in front of them, and you know, we can invite them to come to the face-to-face session if they have any questions or any suggestions.
Thank you, Ram. That's probably a good suggestion. I'm just thinking through who might be able to help pen that.
But I'm thinking Sarmat is going to be preparing slides anyway.
kind of pointing to the same direction. Perhaps if that might be a possibility given the time we have.
Sure. So is it so I can certainly develop something, but I think we should then discuss a little bit on what we want to put in that document and to what detail, and then I can work on.
Sounds good. In fact, sorry, Ron, please go ahead.
Sorry, Edmund. I was not following cue discipline. I will wait.
No worries. You're right back in the queue. I was just going to say that if this is a direction, it might give us a good way to work in the next maybe one or two more meetings we have to have a draft document and put our efforts at, because that will help us consolidate our thoughts. That was what I wanted to add. So, Ram and then Matt.
Okay, so in response to Sarmad's question, I think what would be there in the one-pager, and I literally think it should only be a one-pager, it should be, what are the main topics we are looking at, and which topics do we are we kind of prioritizing our attention to, and what direction we're going in. And it's literally, I think, per topic, it's two or three sentences. So it's an executive summary level, and for those who are interested, that invites them to come to the face-to-face session.
Matt?
Yes. We don't have that much time. We have to remember that. And the slides should be prepared before or dated at 22nd of February. That's in 12 days. So we are quite in the short. I mean, we don't have much time. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is that we should actually try to agree today who will do the presentation at the status update meeting in the morning.
Okay. I guess the latter question first, this Edmund here. Since I'm here on the call and I'll be there, I'm more than happy to do it, unless Samard, you are doing a bunch of presentations and it's easier for you to just cover this.
Just to quickly respond to that, this is Ahmed, sorry. Edmund, I think it would be better if you're willing to do it, it's... Thank you.
My talk just distracted here for a moment. Okay, so I guess in terms of just... Sorry, I shuffled it around, but Matt or others, I'm happy to do it. Unless somebody else wants to volunteer, I think I can just simply make the presentation. And the question is, of course, now going back to developing the content. And Ram will be there too, so that's great. So now jumping to, in terms of the shortness of time, that I guess that was the starting point of when Ram suggested having a paper, with a target audience in mind. We do want to involve them. I think building on top of what Ram suggested, maybe a little bit on how it impacts their, whether there are certain points that impacts their people's registry systems, might get more interest for people coming by. But I don't know how concise that might may or may not be able to be done. that might be one additional area. So, Max?
I think that the first slide of the presentation should be what is the mission of the group? I mean, what is the, why are we? Okay. And then a second slide that describes this IDM guideline. And what is it? What's the status? I mean, what is it for? And then a third slide that could list some headlines of what is covered or should be covered by the guidelines. We have to remember that the audience at the status meeting are quite general. Then they're not that into all the details. Thank you.
Okay. I guess that's a useful start in terms of how we organize the set of slides. So who we are really, and you know what the mission is, what we are about, and then I guess what you mentioned is current. You wanted to say what the current IDN guidelines say, or what the kind of the implications of the guidelines. The second part, I just wanted to clarification on.
What the purpose of the guidelines? So why are they there? And so what is the guideline? The second slide, as I see it.
Okay.
And some maybe historic notes, they were updated in 2011 and things have evolved since then.
Okay, so what it is, it is kind of vague. So you're still talking current IDN guidelines you wanted us to cover a little bit. Or you were just going to say the function of the IDN guidelines?
The function of it.
Okay. That makes it clearer. Samad, I saw your hand flash up a little bit. I don't know whether you still wanted to go it.
Yes. So for this one-page document, which... I would prepare, I think it would be useful if in today's call we can at least cover the high level topics around which I make that one page here, because that would give me some time to then develop this document. Thank you.
Okay. It seems we are crossing two kind of outputs at the same time. The one pager that we would want to produce, and the deck of slides which organizes our presentation. They probably come hand in hand. I would feel that the one pager should give a little bit more the substance as to what we are discussing right now. And probably the deck of slides would need a little bit of the background which Max just mentioned, because I think slide 1-3 is probably kind of the background what the IDN guidelines are. And my feeling is that the one pager should have slightly more directed to the point if we are sending it out, but we might still need an introduction. I don't know. What are the thoughts from others? Ms. Ramori suggested a few items that is directly relevant.
My suggestion is that we have three slides for the presentation.
So
The first, what is the group? The second is, what is the guidelines? And thirdly, what are the areas in the guidelines that we want to cover in the updated version?
I see. So you're suggesting that in total we just have three slides, which is fine. Number three, though, seems to have quite a bit of substance. The question is whether we want to have lots of text so that people can stare in the screen and at least talk, or we just speak to the issues themselves. Is there other sort of suggestion? Max, you wanted to jump back in?
Well, I mean, it could be more than one slide, the third one. But it can't be, I mean, there are 5 minutes or something that you cannot have too many slides. So maybe two slides in the end. So one for the group, second for what is the guidelines, and then maybe two more, but not more than that. Not more than four in total, I would say, for the 5 minutes.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of the presentation at the status update?
This is Ahmad. So the purpose is generally to introduce the work which is going on. Obviously, there's not sufficient time to go into significant detail, but we can announce that there is a separate session which is being put. Obviously, people who want to get into it can come and attend that session.
And Samad, in the following session, is that also our working session? Is that also?
Yes, it's a working session, but it's an open session, so I guess they can come in.
Okay. So I guess the goal for both the presentation and the one pager is really to pique the interest as much as possible of registries who may be impacted by the work we're doing to pay attention to our work and to get their input early. That's probably the aim. Does that make sense to others? Okay, in that case, going back to Samad's question, then we have about 20 minutes here on the call. I was not able to have a pen with me when Ram suggested items to cover in the one pager. Can we go back to that and spend the next 20 minutes to try to give Samad enough so that we can have a pager? We have the 3 points that Matt have suggested in terms of presentation. We'll probably add back some of the things that we have from the one pager into the actual presentation, and we can start from there. So, Ram, I remember you. Sorry for kind of putting you on the spot, but I remember you suggested you had a rough framework. If you can take us back there, and we can go from there for the next 30 minutes.
Sure. So my suggestion is that in the one pager, it begins with just a brief introduction of what the IDN's the guidelines working group is chartered to do. So that's literally two sentences or so, and then we have another paragraph or two that talks about the major issues that or all of the issues that we are actually focused on. And then we have literally what are the issues that we are prioritizing our attention to. And if we have it, what our perspective on those issues are. And then we ask for feedback. So if we have five issues, what I envision is five small paragraphs, if you will, that each paragraph is a sentence or two. One sentence that describes the issue and another sentence that shows a little bit of what the working group's current thought process is on that particular issue, if we have one. And that basically is a compact document. It goes at a high enough level of information, but it provides sufficient detail that especially in both the GTLD registry stakeholder group as well as the CCNSO folks, it's the kind of stuff where they look at it and the policy folks there are likely to say, oh, this is real. Let me send it on to my IDN people or my technical people to make sure that they are aware of it and they step in to the discussion, which is really our goal. I think our goal here on that one pager is to ensure increased participation from the affected, specifically the affected stakeholders.
Okay, thank you, Ram. So I guess the first chunk, which is what the working group is trying to do, what you know, the background, I think that chunk, somewhat, that's good. In terms of the issues then, I guess we have a superset of issues now. And do we have a good sense of how we want to prioritize at this point based on the, well, I guess we can go back to the starting point of the five areas that the document in front of us.
I mean, it's possible that it's in the right order. It's already priority ordered right now. But I think that's if we agree on what the on the five what the priority should be. And when I say priority, I don't mean how important it is, but it's simply what areas are we expending effort on. I think that's what we should try and convey to these groups.
Right. In that case, I'm just quickly scanning through number one to five here, and it does seem that those are they're pretty much in order too, as Ron mentioned, Matt. You earlier had some additional items that you put before, and also I see your hand up as well. So, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, this list does not cover the need to follow the standards. It's not mentioned in these five bullets, and I think that is an important. Important issue, and within that, that the need for contextual rules, etc., that should be that you have to implement, and that registries don't always think about. So the requirement to follow the standards is a quite important part.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. That seems to be, though, an overarching thing, which is almost part of the introduction. I understand the importance of that, but I guess going back to Ram's point about, whether policy people would feel it's real, If we only keep, you know, if we emphasize too much on just following the standards, I worry, you know, I think it's important, but I worry, you know, if we emphasize that too much, I worry people say, oh, okay, then the tech guys have it covered. Nothing new here. That's, and I think, you know, it's probably, useful to include, but we can almost include it in the introduction. Does that make sense for others? See, Samar had a question on, I guess it's, yes, IDNA 2008, that's the guiding standards we go by, right? Should we list others? Like the Unicode, confusing. It's not quite a standard, but a pretty authoritative document. Thoughts about, you know, putting the standards part in the introduction, and I guess the question of whether we are just talking about IDNA 2008 or there are other
So this is Samar. I think we can certainly mention IDNA 2008, and I think that's in some cases just implied, and we can be more explicit about it. Anything else beyond that which needs to be mentioned? I just wanted to go back to Matt's earlier comment.
So, Matt, do you have anything you wanted to add in terms of the identifying specific standards that we would point to? We can't hear you if you were trying to speak, Matt. Okay, unfortunately your voice is not coming through. Okay, Matt. I guess. So it depends on Unicode, I guess. We can and on top of IDNA 2008, has been. And it seems like I'm narrating the chat, but this is just for those who are, in case anybody listens to this recording. So yes, I think Samad's question is important. So Matthew mentioned about the standards. You also mentioned that there are a few items that you pointed out that's not currently in the issues document. Are there any ones that you think should be included in the one page, or at least the ideas of which?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
I tried to write down what I thought about it. I think that it's important that the guidelines emphasizes the need to follow the standards, because you can see that Redditors don't understand the complexity of IDMA 2008 and Unicode and miss things. I try to submit IDM tables that do not follow the standards, especially the need of contextual rules.
Okay. That's well taken. So that's definitely going to be part of the note. Were there any other items that So first of all, Samad's question to Matt was there any other additional points you wanted to be included that's not already on the issues note in front of us? And then I guess Lam's question is, that's not something new version that we're adding. That's something that should have been in the place, and the PDT did catch it. That seems to be, quote, you know, sort of working at this point. But it is still a good, I guess it's still a good thing to emphasize. But again, I think emphasizing it at the beginning in terms of the introduction might be more useful than making it part of the core issues that we're discussing. Because that's not something I think we even need to discuss. This is a given in my mind. Does that make sense for you, Matt?
Well, I don't agree with that. We see that not fully following the standard as a problem, and I think that is in part for the guidelines. As important as discussing variants and script mixing.
Listen, and I don't think we disagree. I mean, I think we agree perfectly that this is the very important part. The question going back to is, you know, where we put this. If we put this as number one or number six or in the introduction, that's kind of my question.
It should be number six in the list.
Okay.
Or number zero. Depends on how you see it.
Okay. I think number six makes sense, and I think, Ram, you are pointing out something that might require you to use audio. If you want to come in.
Okay, sorry about that. I have just a couple of kids. So I have a couple of kids here. So I don't disagree in general with saying that, you know, we should follow standards, we should breathe air, and, you know, we should all use IPv6. But I think my concern is that some of the standards, you look at IDNA 2008, for example, that's the only known standard that everybody's supposed to conform in the DNS area anyway. But Unicode has moved on. IDNA 2008 has not moved on. There are areas where I've been informed anyway that in some language implementations, the IDNA 2008 rules are outdated now. So if we say follow the standards, and if the in the language implementations we find that the rules are actually going to hold back the language, then I think the language is actually going to take a higher priority over time. So I'm just concerned about a bland statement that just says follow all the rules, because it seems to assume that the rules are correct, and I'm not certain about the correctness of all of these rules.
Thank you, Ram. That's a good point. I think that's a point that we may need to a much longer time to discuss. We can certainly go back and start that discussion here, because it entails whether, you know, we think the IDN guidelines can actually point a way for ICANN to allow ICANN to create to have languages that are not already in the standard. But circling back to make sure that Samad has what is needed. I guess we have the introduction, and we summarize these 5 points plus number 6 with the standards and as issues. Is there enough from the discussions in the previous meetings to also identify the kind of our perspectives on those issues for Samad, you to help us summarize one pager? I am feeling that it's a little bit more than one page. I would suggest, Samad, if draft one comes out to be 2 pages, don't sweat about it, but does what we have discussed so far give you enough to work a draft?
Sure, I can certainly work around it. I guess I just wrote a question on whether you want me to include number 5 in this list, because in our initial discussion within the group, we said that may actually not be relevant. But in any case, I can send you that if you still think it could be a good starting point for the discussion.
My perspective may be to include it and say that we don't think it, you know, should be included. I mean, and that's our perspective, right? That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
Others.
So this is Samar. You're suggesting that we include it and explain it and say that the working group has tentatively decided not to include this topic in further discussions.
Yeah, then if somebody who thinks that, no, you guys should really weigh in on this, then they can say, hey, you know, and we can also let people know that, yes, we did take this as well as stop taking, and, you know, decided that's not, it doesn't mean part of
okay.
The guideline. Matt?
Yeah, presentation should be completed by the 22nd of February, and we do not have any meeting before that. should we have an extra meeting or how should we do this? And we still do not have an agenda for the evening session, the 1 hour session.
Okay. So I guess the agenda actually going into discussing those issues and actually including what for our initial report. That's probably the key thing. Yes, and I note the time we have right now. So it seems like from today's we would if Samad can help us draft the first one pager, and if we can have that a little bit ahead of our next meeting. We originally said we were going to try to finalize everything on the 22nd. Instead of that, perhaps we should target on the 24th to finalize the deck of slides and the one pager at our next meeting. We should talk of, you know, we should talk about the substance of that one pager. And set aside as well as the agenda for the content that you have to work with. Okay. And Samad, and 24th would be from now. And I guess Samad.
Yes. So I'll develop a one pager and circulate that on the email list so that we can probably get some feedback earlier on as well. Would you want me to put together the three slides as well so that we can potentially discuss it over email and then visit in our next meeting?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
So I'll then circulate both things and then get everybody's feedback on it, and then we can finalize it in the next meeting.
Sounds good. With that, I guess we're over the top of the hour. Any final things people want to bring up at this meeting before we close? Hearing none. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.